Craig and I got a news release the other about a week ago, and both of us led, what? What happened? What's this? It says that the Lorain Public Library System's Avon branch will be closed from Wednesday, May 7th through Saturday, May 24th for carpet replacement and interior painting. So we got to thinking, you know, what goes into something like that? And for people who frequent that library, what does that mean? And we thought we would talk with Tony Whitney, the Assistant Director of the Lorain Public Library System and also Supervisor of Branches. Good morning, Tony. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Bruce, or Craig. We are really excited. The building was opened to the public in 1994, and we are still using and still have the original carpet there. So we are very excited to be able to close to the public in order to replace the carpet and do the interior painting. What that entails, we do apologize to everybody for this inconvenience, but what it entails is actually moving all of the materials and the shelving so that we can carpet underneath all of that and also get to the exterior walls. So that is why the inconvenience. We will, however, all of our other locations will remain open for patron needs, and folks certainly can return their materials to our outside book drop. We will have some staff on hand to be processing those materials daily, but unfortunately, folks will not be able to pick up any materials at the branch during that time. Anything that someone would have on hold would be suspended temporarily for pickup after we reopen on Tuesday, May the 27th. So we are very excited. We also will be having a birthday party at the branch this summer on June 21st, an open house. It should be a lot of fun, and we hope everybody will be out to enjoy that and celebrate the 20 years with us.
Tony, when you talk about moving materials, are we actually talking about taking everything off of those shelves and relocating everything?
We are. We will be storing the materials on premise, and actually all of the shelving will be removed and put back for our reopening the 27th. Mm-hmm. So there is a lot of work to this. It is a huge process. That is why we need to close. We are also looking forward over the next few months of some other renovations. We will not be needing to close to the public for those, but we are looking to upgrade some of the seating and reupholster some of the existing. As well, we are looking to replace the window treatments over time. And we do wish to thank the Avon Friends of the Library because they will be adding some special touches, paying for some special touches through their kind and generous donations over the coming months as well.
You know, Tony, I'm still focused on the movement of all the materials because I take a book off the shelf and the signs say, don't put the book back. And here you have to take them all off and somehow put them back where they're supposed to be.
That is correct, but we have an excellent company that we work with, and they are experts in moving libraries. So we are in good hands, and no worries there.
You hear that, Craig? There's a job out there of being an expert library book mover. So
who knew?
Yeah. When you go to put something like this together, do you consult design people, somebody who looks at other libraries that have been redone and think, these are good colors for people, this is the kind of carpeting we want? What goes into that process?
Well, we were fortunate enough on this project. Last summer, we locally, just our own staff, chose some colors and upgraded carpeting in our meeting room and quiet reading room at that branch. So there was already a color palette. However, we do have a design consultant that we use to help us finish out, because this is all of our public areas of the library that will be recarpeted and painted, and also our staff area. Everything that wasn't done in just those two rooms last year. So we did feel we needed some expert advice, and we have an interior designer that has helped us choose color palette, and it also their company is helping us to oversee the many people, many different vendors that will be working on the project during those close time. As you can imagine, there is a lot of staging involved, so it is many, many hands that will make light work, and we are so appreciative of everybody that's going to be working on that project.
Do you use this as an opportunity maybe to sort of redesign or modify the shelving situation, or is all of that pretty much going to stay the same it was and just the walls and the floor are going to be different?
The concentration really is just on getting those fresh coat of paint up and new carpeting down. We will be using the existing shelving, and at some point we may resurface like the circulation desk. That will take place later on because we cannot get everything done when we're closed to the public, so those modest things can be done later on. And we are happy to bring, you know, a new color palette, just like getting new carpet at home. And so it's really exciting, and I think it's timely and also will be welcomed by everyone.
We're talking today with Tony Whitney, the Assistant Director of the Lorraine Public Library System, Supervisor of Branches, about the Avon Library. They'll be closing on May 7th, reopening on May 24th after they get all the carpeting and painting done, and kind of a nice for people to maybe encourage them to come back and see what you did, especially during those summer months when maybe you want more people to come out to the library. Speaking of libraries, and I know you probably are aware of this, they got a mini golf going on Saturday at the Lorraine Public Library main branch.
That should be really exciting for everybody. A good time for everyone. So please visit. You'll have an excellent time. Our youth services librarian Elaine Bedding and public services coordinator Val Smith are putting that together. There is a lot of community volunteers helping out, and who knew you could play golf in the library, but
right.
We're going to do it, and we're going to have a great time.
Well, you might want to think about an Avon, maybe putting a putting green somewhere down the nonfiction aisle or something, just to, in anticipation of future fun things. But it's always neat to think all the things that go on at the library, and people can always check out what's happening at the Lorraine Public Library System as well. Again, our guest today, Tony Whitney, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it, and good luck with the painting and carpeting.
All right.
Thanks
very
much.
Thank you. I truly appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Thanks.